I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A murder mystery is playing out on the tiny Pacific island of Yap. Yap is part of Micronesia, and it's known primarily for its indigenous traditions. Murder is rare in Yap, and that's why the killing of a 20-year-old American missionary has so shocked the islanders. Missionaries from many faiths have gone to Yap. They've generally been welcomed for the education and services they bring. Then last fall, Kristen Walcott was killed. The World's Mary Kay Magsad visited the school where she was teaching.
Kristen Walcott took a break last year from her studies at Southern Adventist University in Tennessee to come here to teach. She quickly made a positive impression. She was a gifted singer, a generous cook, and
she was a great friend. She was always helpful, and she'd always like have a smile and a joke, and she's a good person.
That's 19-year-old Sterling Spence, a fellow missionary who started teaching at Yap Seventh-day Adventist School about the same time.
A lot of us, we didn't come knowing exactly how to teach and stuff. She came in, she just was the model of what you would think a second-grade teacher was. You know, she had all the games for her kids, and she had all these materials, and the kids loved her.
Among Walcott's second-grade students was Emma.
When Kristen is here, she helps us when we cry, and she helps us.
Another second grader told me she was sad that her teacher had been hit by a car. That's not exactly what happened, but the reality might be hard for many second graders to process. Walcott was out for her usual pre-dawn run on a rainy November morning. She didn't come back. Search parties were organized, says the school's principal, Nicholas Fonseca.
And they found her by the side of the road, naked, stabbed about 7-8 places, and slit here, cut off the neck.
Police quickly arrested a suspect who'd been seen in the area, a repeat offender for burglaries who'd tried at least once before to break into a Seventh-day Adventist teacher's apartment. The suspect is now in Yap's prison for breaking parole and for attempting to escape when he was arrested on suspicion of murder. Victor Nabian is Yap's attorney general.
It's very shocking for almost everybody here because homicides very seldom happens. It's about maybe one or two cases every 3 years or so. So this was pretty shocking, not only because of who the victim was, but the manner of the incident also, the way it was done.
Nabian says the FBI is helping in the investigation, including doing DNA analysis. He expects to get results in 4 to 6 months. If it matches the suspects, a trial will commence. Meanwhile, many people are still in shock. They're ashamed this happened on their peaceful island, and they're worried it might make international tourists think twice about coming. There's also the fact that almost all of Yap's 12,000 residents are, at least, nominally Christian. About half Catholic, thanks to Spanish colonialists who came to the island in the 1700s, and half Protestant, thanks to a wide range of missionaries who have come more recently. While many remain attached to their traditional culture and animist beliefs, there seems to be appreciation for the services these foreign missionaries provide. Still, Principal Fonseca says there have been a few troubling undercurrents, like the time the flowers on the site where Walcott was killed were found to have been deliberately shredded and scattered.
I hear some people happy for what happened to one of the teachers here.
People were happy about something?
No, that's what some people told me, praising this guy for doing that, you know.
Most of the students at the school are not Seventh-day Adventists, and the teachers here say they're under no pressure to convert, although they do have Bible studies every morning. If that's caused resentment in the community, Fonseca says, it hasn't been obvious. And you'd have to reach back to the mid-1700s to find the last time Yapis murdered a missionary. This case may even be unrelated to Walcott's work. Still, Fonseca is asking his teachers to be more careful when they go out. These days, the school is, on the surface, functioning as normal. When Kirsten Walcott was killed, 3 of the other 13 missionaries went home. They no longer felt safe. 3 more came, including Andrea Keel. She worked at Southern Adventist University, which Walcott attended, and helped process her paperwork for Yap.
I came almost because of my job in a way. I felt like I helped send her out. You always feel a little bit responsible when something like this happens, and it never has happened, but God needed somebody else to come in and fill in after she was done.
So Keel has taken over teaching Walcott's second grade class, continuing, as she sees it, God's work, and perhaps completing a circle she didn't know she was starting when she handed a bubbly 20-year-old her ticket to come here. For the World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad. Yap.